Hashtags like Me Too and Make America Great Again have been at the center of recent social and political movements. But while they're a powerful tool for activists, using a hashtag can make it much easier for people to dismiss content as partisan. That's according to a recent study out of UC Irvine. For more, we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by the study's lead author, Eugenia Rowe, who is a PhD candidate in information and computer science at UC Irvine. Thanks, Eugenia. Thanks very much for joining us. Tell us a little bit about the background of this study. What was your focus?
Sure. Excited to share my research. We conducted an experiment to find out whether people responded differently to the presence or absence of political hashtags in news articles published on Facebook by major news outlets such as the New York Times and NPR.
Okay, and what did you find?
We found that when people saw political hashtags like Me Too and Black Lives Matter in article headlines, they immediately thought it was either fake or even an advertisement rather than an article, which was, actually published by these major mainstream news sources. And in fact, when the article included a hashtag in the headline, people perceived the news topic to be less important and were less motivated to know more about social issues related to the article.
Well, that's kind of interesting because hashtags have been around for a while and a lot of outlets do use them. So were you able to deduce any kind of reasonings behind that?
Yeah, absolutely. Because that's a really good question. Because as you see, most political hashtags are associated with online social movements, political campaigns, or, the politicians, as we all know, with our current president. And these political hashtags have the intention of attracting a wide audience or have the mission of going viral. And when you're trying to squeeze and condense a complex but important social topics or issues into a short, catchy keyword or phrase, what you're really doing is you're branding the many different facets of the social topic into a quick marketing gimmick rather than trying to open up for sustainable and reasoned conversations.
Was the perception or reaction any different between those who considered themselves conservatives or liberals or anyone in between?
Sure. Conservative readers in our experiment tended to perceive news posts with these hashtags as more politically biased, given that Black Lives Matter and Me Too are registered as somewhat liberal hashtags. However, what really interested me was reaction from the people in the middle and the moderately liberal folks. People who identified as politically moderate perceived the news articles with hashtags to be significantly more politically biased. And this is really important to take notice because in order for social movements or campaigns like Me Too and Black Lives Matter to really have sustainable and productive public conversations, you need to mobilize beyond passionate enthusiasts and activists. You need to mobilize these people in the middle who are politically moderate. And what our study shows is that these politically moderate folks are turned off by political hashtags in the long run.
So is there a way to use them that doesn't have an adverse impact?
That's a really good question. But with most political content that has the intention of going viral, it's hard to not attract or stir controversy. And if this study was maybe conducted with hashtags that are not related to social issues that are heatedly debated, the results could be different. But going forth, what our research strongly suggests is if political hashtags are going to be used no matter what. We have election coming up next year, and it's thrown in many different ways, but we need to think about what kind of impact it has on online conversations around key important social issues.
All right, Eugenia, thanks very much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Sure.
That is Eugenia Rowe, a PhD candidate in information and computer science at UC Irvine.